Dreamscape presents The Devil Himself by Peter Ferris. Narrated by Megan Tusing. At dusk, the coyote crossed the hayfield, pausing every few steps to scent check the air. Prompted by a train whistle, he howled, hearing his alpha mate and other members of the family yip and bark from the woodline to the east, followed by a collective song that rose and fell like a Dopplering siren. The pasture had been good to him of late. He had caught and eaten a turkey poult the day before, surprising a hen leading her brood away from the nest. The poult couldn't keep up, and the hen, despite her efforts, couldn't lure the coyote away. He slipped through a gap in the fence and made for the bottomlands. Fawns had dropped in the springtime, and he was of a mind to cruise among the water oaks and cypress trees, following the creek and staying downwind of the bedding areas along the ridges. By nightfall, he had covered almost 2 miles, but the deer had moved on. The coyote caught the scent of a cottontail and followed it through thick vegetation. He came to a roadbed and turned north. Head down, nostrils flaring, he stalked toward a patch of clover and brassica. But before he could pounce on the rabbit, his ears prickled with alarm, and the coyote looked up at the firebreak. A moment later, the headlights of a vehicle appeared. The coyote stared mutely at the car before fleeing for the pine woods, his hunt temporarily suspended. 1. The girl in the trunk had been bound. She slept fitfully, losing consciousness to the thrum of the interstate, only to start awake at the sound of a passing tractor trailer, jolts from ripples in the asphalt, sudden lane shifts. She could feel vibrations of the bass from a subwoofer as she sobbed. The girl had a claustrophobic fit, grunting and kicking. The driver turned down the music, as if to listen to her struggle. She heard laughter at her expense, followed by the boom, boom, blat of the stereo again. The car would slow, turn, turn again, speed up. The music stopped. She kicked at the trunk's side panels. The radio's volume swelled, loud enough to smother the racket she was raising. When the car came to a stop, the girl cocked her head, hearing voices. A brief exchange. Somebody in the car ordered a double cheeseburger, nuggets, fries, a chocolate shake, and a diet soda. There was a speed bump rumble as the car jerked forward. The music kicked in again.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?